guys, it is Tyrone Harun back with another podcast. Today we are doing Rework. It's the book series where I just read this book and it tells you tips about business and basically stuff like that and stuff that could possibly help you in life. And if you are a kid and watch and listening to this, tell your parents about this and tell them to follow me on this podcast. This is definitely something that may help them in the future. I think I'm just gonna get started. Let's start doing it. Now today's chapter, I'm gonna have to pick a random one. Today's chapter is GPAs don't matter. Okay, well, let's get started. Forget about formal education. I have never let schooling interfere with my education. Mark Twain. There are plenty of companies out here who have educational requirements. They only hire people who have a college degree in some specific field, or an advanced degree, or in a certain GPA, or certification of some sort, or some requirement. Come on. There are plenty of intelligent people who don't excel in the classroom. Don't fall into this trap of you thinking you need to be from of the best schools in order to require. 90% of CEOs currently heading of the top 5 American companies don't receive undergraduate degrees from an Ivy College league. In fact, they're more likely to undergraduate degrees. They're more received undergraduate degrees from University of Wisconsin than from Harvard. The most heavily represented Ivy school with 9 CEOs. Too much time in academia can actually do you harm. Take writing, for example. You get out of school, you have so much to unlearn of the way they teach you and write. Some of the misguided lines. The longer the document is, the more it matters. Stiff, formal turn is better than being conversational. This is actually something my teacher literally nitpicks on. I'm not even kidding. She says that you can't write an essay as you talk. Okay, when will I ever use that in real life? But I'm being honest. Being a podcaster, YouTuber, Twitch streamer, really. You need to write a certain number of words or pages to make a point. That makes no sense at all. The format matters as much or more than the content of what you write. Again, what? No, it's no wonder so many businesses end up dry, wordy, with dripping with nonsense. People are just continuing the bad habits they picked up in school. It's not academic writing either. There are lots of schools that are useful in academic that aren't worth much outside of it. Bottom line, the pool of candidates is far from bigger than just people who completed college with a stellar GPA. Consider dropouts who have low GPAs, community college students, even those who just went to high school. Anyway, guys, that's it for today. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Smash a like and share this podcast with someone you know. I also have a YouTube channel, Twitch, that's the same username as this, so it's more simplistic for you guys. Our goal is 100 subs, so please, on YouTube, 100 subs, definitely got us there. I'll see you all later. Peace out.